NBA Straya. How you gone? Yeah, man, happy Straya Day to all the ledges here in the USA. And happy Straya Day for yesterday to all the ledges back in Australia. Hey, what do you reckon? That's right, man, it's NBA Straya's Friday, January 26th here in the US of A. It's Straya Day, I guess. I'm your host, James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast, and I'm currently here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, reporting from the front lines of the NBA for your favorite daily NBA podcast, and we've got another Straya Day special. That's right. Even though it was Australia Day in Oz yesterday, we're giving you what you want, and I'm doing it again, and that means a bit of Straya tinge to a bunch of things throughout this podcast. That's right. It's a second day running. Go to hell. I'm going to celebrate the lucky country twice. Why the fuck not? So we've got all the All-Star teams for LeBron and Steph. We wrap all four NBA games from last night, plus all the usual dumbassery, an Aussie version of Yeah Nah, hashtag Better Than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day, and as we do every day, we check in on every Australian NBA player to see how they're going, and it's Friday, and it's Australia Day. How good's that? So we've got our dickhead of the week, and have a very special Straya Day version of great moments in NBA Straya history on Straya Day. Not bad. Not bad. Plus, we'll finish up with an Everybody Loves Bainesy, an Australia Day special of that as well. So let's bloody well get to it, should we? Let's go.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Yeah, you know it. Look, off the bat, it's Straya Day. And that might be the technical one, but give me my anthem for Australia. Yes, do it. Look, right off the bat, it's Straya Day and Survival Day. It means something different to everybody, doesn't it? I've got a lot of love for my home country, so I'm not bothered if it moves. It probably should. Give me May 8, mate. What's more Australian than that? Go on, just do it. Anyway, how good's Grinspoon? Fuck yes. You can take your anthem, I'll have mine. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the daily whip around as we do every day on the NBA Australia podcast. It's right there. Come on, let's talk about the games from last night. It's a fun one. Sitting in the pub watching Kings Heat last night. Unbelievable. This was meant to be a gross game, but it was fucking awesome. How good were both their City Edition uniforms? Unbelievable. The Kings one was pretty tight. They've got like the weird popsicle and the lion head. That was kind of cool. And I'm a sucker for baby blue alternates. The Kings just need to make that lion head a bit bigger and more regal. Have it look like a knight standard or something. Not bad. But how good is that bloody Heat uniform? Fucking A, man. It's like GTA fucking Grand Theft Auto Vice City. How good is it? Miami Vice, they want to call it. I fucking call it the best uniform in the NBA. Miami. Oh, shit. Oh, how was the game, though? Kings, they win 89-88. How? A fucking amazing putback dunk by De'Aaron Fantastic Mr. Fucking Fox. Holy shit. He comes soaring in off the Bogdan Bogdanovic. Hello, he is Bogdan Bogdanovic. He stayed in the air for like a heartbeat longer than anyone sort of thought possible and just fucking yammed it home. Holy shit, over the top of Goran Dragic, man. Fucking De'Aaron Fox, he's got that hair. He came down, he's fucking losing his mind. There's 3 seconds left. That's a game winner, mate. Unbelievable. And how's like in the background, I'm not sure if you noticed this, but James Bloodsport Johnson, the only person in the NBA who could actually do this, threw Z-Bo, Zach Randolph, to the ground. How is James Bloodsport Johnson still alive after that, you ask? Well, he's 11-0 in mixed martial arts professional fights. So, yeah, Z-Bo, look, Z-Bo's smart. He's like, man, game recognized game. All right, Josh Richardson, though, had a chance to win this for the Heat. Missed a three by a fucking mile with 3 seconds left. Why the fuck would you attempt a three for the win? This happened the other day for fucking Marcus Smart. For the fucking Celtics. Dudes, get closer. You know it's easy to hit? A shot that's closer to the fucking rim. Maybe get fouled. How it goes. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, amazing stuff. Good game. 89-88. Buddy Steph Curry 2.0 healed. Top scored with 24. Zachy Cakes, before getting thrown to the ground, had a 10-10. George Hill set out for the Kings with a did not play, about to be traded to the Cavs. Nice. For the Heat, 20 for Wayne Ellington, 23 for Goran, and an 18 and 14 night for Sam Whiteside. Just out there smashing at different moments with old Hassan. All right, how was the other game? This is a good one. Wiz at Thunder. Man, the Wiz fucking suck. But we had two dudes just going fucking hammer and tongs, mate, at each other. Thunder win their sixth straight, 121 to 112. Bradley Beal, though, for the Wiz, had 41 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. Holy shit, Brad. That's a newly minted All-Star, Brad Beal. And John Wall over there, 21 points and 12 assists, joining his All-Star backcourt mate. And 20 points, 9 rebounds for Keith Morris. But their entire bench had 15 points combined, so that fucking killed him. 9 of those came from Kelly Oubre Jr., too. Jesus, Thunder smashed him. They're up 14 at the half, all because of Rusty Westbrook. 46 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. What a fucking night. We'll talk about that in a bit. Paul George had 18, 13 and 8 for Melo. Steven Adams, Ebru. He had a bit of a corker, 12 and 10, keeping up his great play. And how about everybody's favorite Adelaide 36er? T-Ferg, Terrence Ferguson, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 3 of 6 from 3. Unreal. But Jesus Christ, mate. The Warriors are the biggest fuck about team going, huh? Holy shit, they could beat anybody on any given night, but also just score 75 and lose to fucking any team like they did against Dallas on Tuesday. Holy shit. Anyway, let's keep it on kicking. Let's get to the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City. They lose to the Denver Nuggets, 130 to 118. And after getting roasted by Clyde Frazier for sitting at the Warriors game, the old mate,
Extreme Zingameal
came back, had 21 and 7. I don't know. I feel like he just needs. Is he just not having that great of a year now? Like after the first month, it's just kind of like meh. Enes the Penis Cantor at 20 and 8. Super Cool Bees had 21. The King of New York and the return of Trey Burke. How's he? 18 points and 8 assists. Holy shit. Not bad. That is not bad.
Interesting stuff.
Nice one. The Nugs had 7 dudes in double figures. That'll do it. The Joker, Nikola Jokic, had 18 points, 7 rebounds, 10 assists, and 23 for the dartsman, Gary Harris. That's right, Gary Harris, the dartsman. Because that's the name of a professional darts player, not a basketball player. His backcourt mate, Jamal Murray, had 18, 5, and 5, as well as 5 turnovers. Not bad. Even Trey, not Donovan Mitchell, Lyles got in on this with 21 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. The Nugs smash, mate. They always were going to. And then in the final game of the night, the Warriors kicked the shit out of the Wolves, 126 to 113. Wolves on a back-to-back and without Jimmy Butler. It's a bit of a waste, considering this could be a fucking awesome 1-4 second-round playoff series, eh? Because Big Cat just went out there and smashed 31 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists for Cat. Andrew Wiggins had a shit one, but Jamal Crawford had a throwback against one of his million former teams. He had 21 points and get this, 5 assists for Jamal Crawford. 5 assists, that might be a bloody career high. Holy shit. The Wolves gave up the most fast breaks for the Warriors have had all year. That won't win you the game. The coward, Kevin Durant, that's right, NBA Australia. He's the coward because that's what happens when you leave your team, the OKC Thunder, and go to the team that beat you in the playoffs the year before and also won 73 games. You're a coward. That's you, Kevin Durant. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists, a triple-double, a big one. Not bad, not bad. Good job, Kevin Durant. 3 blocks as well to go with another 2 steals. Holy shit. Steph and Clay both had 25. Warriors rolled. What a fucking... That was a fun-ass night. Really just wish Wolves-Warriors had been a little bit better. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
Nice. That's a nice.
And look, it's Australia Day here, I get that, but, and it should be like an Australian, but no one bloody played last night, mate. What the fuck? Come on, everybody should have an Australian. That's some bullshit. I feel like the Milwaukee Bucks are bogarting it by having both Dally and Thon. Can we just get like, I don't know, Andrew Bogut on OKC already? Just have him and Steven Adams, bro, fucking be the biggest two bastards, like, out there. Anyway, so how about we give it to Jinglin' Joe Ingles via, though, not Jinglin' Joe, his wife, Renee Ingles. She wrote a really great piece about retiring as a sports person, even when your body says that you could probably go on. So they've got 2 young kids. He's over here, and she's like, all right, cool. Well, she was a professional netballer. And you should go read it because it's really fucking good. So that's a good performance of the day for Jinglin' Joe's wife, Renee. But the basketball performance of the night, Rusty. He finished, as mentioned, with 46 points. He goes and unbelievably efficient for him. 19 of 29 from the field, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Rusty Westbrook, they smashed the fucking Wizards there, all on the back of him. He jeweled motherfucking Brad Beal to a standstill, kicked the crap out of him, and that'll do it.
That's a knife.
That is a knife. All right, who's old mate? No mates today. Let's think about this for a second. Oh, gee, I don't know. The fucking NBA. We got some NBA All-Star teams today. We'll talk about them in the next segment. Well, 2 segments away from now. But do you really think that this was exciting as it could have been, the NBA? You reckon this was rushed a little bit? Rushing the All-Star draft selection process? Not televising it? What the fuck are you doing? A fucking conference call? Are you fucking kidding me? So they come in with the concept completely bang on perfect. Oh, we'll have team captains. They'll pick the teams. It'll be like schoolyard ball. This would be awesome. And then they turn around and go, oh, actually, yeah, we don't have the cojones to actually do that fucking properly because someone's feelings might get hurt. Get the fuck out of here. Shit. The Players Association also not having the bottle to follow through is the worst as well, right? Ooh, we couldn't get consensus. When the fuck have the NBA Players Association ever needed 100% consensus to do something? Like, back when Billy fucking Hunter and Derek Fisher were giving family members jobs, did you need 100% consensus then? Get the fuck out of here. What a wasted opportunity this was. Like, when they're announcing these last night, you're just like, oh yeah, cool. So, oh, LeBron picked that guy and then that guy. Oh, sick. Rad. As if this had been a fucking TV show, this would have had ratings through the fucking roof. Grow some fucking stones. Oh, heated today. All right, how about an actual basketball one as well? Can I say Ron Baker? He can also have no mates today in Denver. So after showing up for the New York City Knickerbockers of New York City, he was the starting shooting guard. Don't forget this, Ron Baker. He had 0 points in 12 minutes and didn't take a shot. Ron, you look like a 70s porn star and you have shooting in your position description. Take a fucking shot, you drongo. All right, that's it. There you go. That's old mate no mates today because you're a shit. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
I mean, you'd be coming for everybody if you were healthy. All right, this is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. Whoa, yeah, it's Better Than Lonzo Ball. And look, we would have had another Australia Day special, but again, no bugger bloody played. And to be honest, there wasn't a massive amount last night, but come on. We're going to talk about it again. That De'Aaron fantastic Mr. Fox put back game-winning dunk was about 40 times better than anything we've seen from Lonzo this year, especially when he's not been hurt. But hopefully Lonzo comes back tonight against the Bulls. It doesn't look likely, but it'd be nice to have him back. But there you go. De'Aaron Fox, as per usual, Lonzo's out there just ducking him the entire time. He was even injured last night to duck fucking De'Aaron Fox dunking over over the Heat. That's how much Lonzo didn't want to get De'Aaron on him. So there you go. Good job, De'Aaron Fox. You are better than Lonzo Ball today. And you know what? Let's get to the Yeah Nahs right after this one.
G'day. This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, you ready? You better be, because it's NBA Australia. Yeah, nah. That's right. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And today we're going to do it a little bit more Australian. What do you reckon? Let's do it. Would Ben Simmons win the dunk comp? Yeah, nah. Yeah. Oh, nah. Fuck. I don't reckon he would. He's just a little bit too big, and big dudes winning the dunk comp is always a bit tough. You know who could? Fucking Dele! Let's get Dele in the dunk comp. What do you reckon? Yeah, nah. Fuck yes. All right. There you go. Good on you, Dele. Get in there. Number 2, would Joe Ingles win the 3-point shootout? Oh, yeah, nah. Yeah, I reckon he'd have a pretty bloody good shot at it, wouldn't you? Holy shit. He's currently, what, 4th in the NBA in 3-point percentage. So just saying. Let's get out there. Come on. Oh, wait, no. He's actually dropped the 13th. Yeah. He had a hot start, now he's at 42.8%. So he's 13th, he's behind Kyle Korver. And such illustrious names as Darren Collison and Marvin Williams. Brutal. Now there you go, Klay Thompson's leading everybody with 45.7. Not bad, not bad. Jason Tatum though, still at 3rd with 45%. What an unbelievable one for the rookie. But anyway, I reckon Joe Ingles with that fucking sweet left-hand shot, even though it's a bit slow-mo, he might be in a bit of a Bit of a bind there with the trigger release, but give it to him. Fucking Deadeye Joe Ingles over there. And then the final one. Come on, mate. Should Bangers be in the big man skills challenge team? Oh, fucking reckon. Yeah, nah, yeah. Give me some Bangers. Oh, just can you see Bangers like charging up the court trying to dribble around shit? He's a cement truck dressed in a fucking Boston jersey. He just go right over the top and go, fuck off. I've won. You know that. And everyone be like, yes, true Bangers. That's right. Not bad. Not bad. Ah, oh, man. Do you want to also throw in a quick non-Australian one? Let's do it. Shannon Sharp on Isaiah Thomas yesterday said he couldn't guard a piggy bank with an AK-47. Is that one of the best lines to describe someone anywhere ever? Yeah, nah, yeah. That is pretty good. He couldn't guard a piggy bank with an AK. Like, this works on a couple of great levels because Isaiah Thomas is very small. A piggy bank is for children. That is very funny. And so, well played, Shannon Sharp. Nice one. All right, let's get to Look at Me.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. It's unpopular opinion of the day. Oh, I don't know if it's as unpopular, but shit. Team LeBron is going to fucking smash Team Stephen, isn't it? Holy shit. And also, can we just not call this team Stephen? Like, who is sitting out there going, oh, Stephen Curry. Oh, yeah, that's what we all call him. Steph Curry. Get the fuck out of here. Who are you trying to convince otherwise that your name is not Steph? All right, so LeBron James's team, let's talk about this. Let's bust down the All-Stars, All-Star team, shall we? So LeBron, he clearly picks Kevin Durant first. Also goes with Anthony Davis and Boogie. But then the surprise, he fucking takes Kyrie. Unreal. Now, you got to wonder, if LeBron ends up with like the second last pick, he was like, yeah, fuck that. I don't want DeMar DeRozan. And he definitely was like, oh, I'm going to take fucking Kyrie. So Kyrie, LeBron, and knew who else is on the LeBron James team. That's right, Kevin Love, getting the band back together. The weird thing is that LeBron's also got he's got the Pelicans front court. He's also got the Washington back court because he's got John Wall and Brad Beal. And then he also got, unfortunately, stuck with fucking useless old LaMarcus Aldridge over there. But he did get Rusty Westbrook, which is fucking awesome, and Victor Oladipo, and you know who it is. It is
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
Fuck yeah, the Supercharged Zinger Burger. Not bad. I love the fucking Team LeBron. I think they've got big dudes. They've got like four big dudes. They've got Davis, Cousins, Zinger, and Aldridge. They've got shooting coming out the wazoo with Love, Wall, Beal, Kyrie, Oladipo, Zinger, Davis, Boogie. There's just Durant. Holy shit, LeBron's team's gonna fucking kill Steph. So let's get to the Team Stephen. Get the fuck out of here, Team Steph. So, Steph ends up with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Greek freak. Also takes James Fast Jimmy Harden. Then has Joel Embiid, which I love this pick. Like, I love the idea. But he also ends up with DeMar DeRozan. So, I love the Curry Harden backcourt. But you've also got DeMar playing next to Giannis. Not much shooting there, mate. And then Embiid at the center's position. I don't know. Like, that's not great. Like, DeMar, yes, he's been shooting 3.5 threes a game this year, and he's, like, shooting almost at 40%, but still, not exactly thinking of him as a Deadeye. And then the fucking reserves, though, just a shit show. Damon Lillard, love it. Jimmy Butler, love it. But at the same time, when you've got DeMar and, like, Jimmy Butler and Dame and Harden and Curry on the same team, it just doesn't fit. Same to go with Kyle Lowry and Klay Thompson and Draymond. Like, ugh, it's just a bit of a fucking dog's breakfast, isn't it? Karl Anthony Towns as well, and then the last pick of the, as Shaq said on TNT last night, Barkley asked, who was the last pick? And Shaq automatically said Horford. Kenny said that. Yeah, Kenny's like, who was the last pick? Shaq was straight off the bat with Horford. So, I don't know if it's an unpopular opinion, but I just feel like LeBron's team is fucking way better than Steph. So Steph, as mentioned, has Steph, James Harden, DeMar DeRozan, Giannis, Joel Embiid, and then his reserves, Dame Lillard, Jimmy Butler, Draymond, Kyle, Klay Thompson, Big Cat, and Al Horford. Nah, LeBron smashes. All right, let's get to, oh mate, it's Australia Day. So, look, I really just want to play a bunch more of Grinspoon, but I'm not gonna. Let's play Fascinator. And it's Friday. We'd usually do something else, but it's Australia Day. So let's have a look at some great moments in NBA Australia stat history on bloody Australia Day. What do you reckon about that? Oh, yes. Because as mentioned on NBA Australia's Facebook today, Andrew Bloody Bogut had a career high on Australia Day back in 2010. Unbelievable, against the Dallas Mavericks and Eric Dampier and Dirk Nowitzki. Bogey just went, right, fuck yous. I'm going to have 32 points, 9 rebounds, and a block. I'm going to shoot basically perfect from the field. He hit 14 of 15 shots. Unreal. Un-bloody real. Thing is, that is by far the very best performance by an Australian on Australia Day in NBA history, because everybody else has had a fucking shit one. I'll tell you that. Luke Longley, the best one he ever had on Australia Day was back in 1994 with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and all he managed was 7 points and 7 rebounds. That's his best showing on Australia Day out of 3 games. Oh, Jesus. Patty Mills, out of his 2 games, his best was shooting 1 of 6 for 3 points and 2 rebounds back in 2014. And, weirdly enough, Bangers Baines, his best game ever as well on Australia Day, was that same game in 2014 for the Spurs. He only managed 6 and 6. So there you go, 3 points, 2 rebounds for Patty, 6 and 6 for Bangers. That's the best they could manage. I think they've both played twice on Australia Day as well. Brutal. How about David Anderson? He had a 5.3 rebound, 1 assist game for the Pelicans in 2011. That was his best showing. Dante Exum, 2015, he had 0 points and 2 assists. That's his best on Australia Day. Jesus! And Jinglin' Joe Ingles, he at least fucking, you know, showed up a little bit. He had 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals last year for the Jazz. Jesus. And so the problem is, because a bunch of the Australian, the NBA Australia players, fucking Gazy, Shane Heal, Mark Bradke, oh, Braddles, Chris Anstey, Cam Bairstow, Nathan Jawai, they never got to play on Australia Day. Rough. Rough, I'll tell you. But anyway, at least Bogut had a fucking corker of a game. 32 points, career high. Can you believe that? 2010. And that's a good reminder to go back and check our Facebook and give the old NBA Australia never forgets a bit of a smash. There you go. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch for today. Considering no one played last night, we're going to preview what they're all up to on the weekend. So let's do that. Right, bloody now, after this. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia. Well, that was pretty fitting, wasn't it? Having Bogut after talking him up, not bad. All right, so let's get to the Australian Player Watch. Ben Simmons, he's got the Spurs on Friday, the Thunder on Sunday. So, that means Big Simo's playing Patty Mills on Australia Day tonight. Unreal. How good's that? So, yeah, as mentioned, Patty Mills, Big Simo on the Sixers. Tonight, he's got the Kings on Sunday as well. Joe Ingles, he's got the Raps on Friday. That's tonight. He gets to play on Australia Day as well. Not bad. And how about Dalian Thon for the Bucks? They play the Nets on Australia Day. Not bad. Unreal. Dalian Thon, Thon. I reckon they're going to smash the Nets. I reckon Thong song's gonna have like 20 and 10 against fucking Tyler Zeller and Jahlil Okafor? Jared Allen? Jesus. And they the Bucks also play the Bulls on Sunday. Not bad. So Aaron Bangers Baines, he's got the Warriors on Saturday night. Let's see how quick the refs can fuck him over this time. Not having a great West Coast trip in terms of refs is Bangers. There you go. Andrew Bogut, still no team yet, sitting on the couch. Reckon he's chucking a Barbie today. You know that. How about Mango Matthew Young? He's down with the Greensboro Swarm still. Hopefully they get a game in. Daily question for the Australian Player Watch. Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah. But getting practice in. Hopefully he's back by the All-Star break. Bring it on. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch. Kyrie, born in Melbourne, Irving. Well, Jesus. As mentioned in Banger's bit, the Celtics play the Warriors on Saturday. We'll talk about that in the in the game previews, but that's going to be an absolute fucking corker. All right, and the final part of Friday, what do? We add to our dickhead of the week, and look, it's got to be Dan Gilbert, doesn't it? The old Cavs owner. Just sell the team to LeBron and be done with it, Dan. No one fucking wants you there, mate, you predatory loan motherfucker. Come on. Jesus. So, there you go. It seems like he's come off the worst this week, I reckon. Dan Gilbert of this whole LeBron schmozzle over there. But at the same time, LeBron doesn't look fucking too crash hot, loafing through that game against the Spurs, etc. But I reckon the owner can swing in with the dickhead of the week because of Stephen A. Smith swinging by to mention how, you know, how much more he couldn't take of Dan Gilbert owning the Cavs and how he wants to sell them. So
I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know.
I don't know. What the hell was that, Stephen A. Smith?
What was that? was that?
That's a good point. All right, let's get to the Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board, and the game previews right after, or I'll say, this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, you ready? Let's get to the Patty Mills Inspiration Board, because you know you want to. Patty Mills, always an inspiring guy, especially on Stray Day. And so he's actually got a very fun Game Day Baller, Game Day, hashtag versus Philadelphia, hashtag Go Spurs Go. But he also retweeted, so yesterday, great to see UA Basketball and St. Mary's Hoops teaming up to acknowledge the Indigenous culture and heritage of Australia. Well done, that's big time. Clap emoji, clap emoji. That's an absolute corker. Unreal. And Patty Mills, also, can I get a whoop whoop Australia? Classic. Absolute classic. And Solid Rock. That's right. Darlow's 26th version of Goanna's iconic hit, Solid Rock. Featuring the original writer, Goanna frontman Shane Howard. Patty Mills tweets it out and says, they took this Aussie rock classic to another level. The didgeridoo is always a nice touch. So go listen to the new Darlow version of Solid Rock. I reckon it's an absolute cracker. Very good, very good. All right, so there you go. Thanks, Patty Mills. Let's get to our game previews for the weekend. We're going to wrap up, we'll preview every single game for the weekend. Let's do it for game previews, game previews. Let's smash them. Hawks and Hornets. It's a Dwight Howard Bowl. Oh, shit. Remember how Dwight Howard returned home to play for Atlanta for a year? Before they were like, man, fuck Dwight Howard, just like everybody else, and especially this podcast, because fuck Dwight Howard. Hornets have been a little bit better of late, 6-4 in their last 10. Atlanta also have been okay, 4-6 in their last 10. Should be an okay game, I guess, because they're both shit. Hornets probably win this because they're at home. Pacers at Cavs. Oh, shit. Lance, make him dance versus LeBron. Love this. What are you going to do? Blowing his ear again, Lance? Let's see it. Do it. You know you should. You should. Come on, do it, Lance. Lance. Make him dance. Victor Oladipo and LeBron and Kevin Love, I guess, can talk strategy for the All-Star game. How good is that? That's right. Victor Oladipo, All-Star. Love it. Also love that Victor Oladipo is an All-Star and Paul George isn't. Who won that trade there, Thunder? What do you reckon? Jazz at Raps. We got the... Oh, yeah. Cavs win that, I think, over the Pacers. I think they have a little bit of a... All right. Enough's enough. Maybe. See how we go. Tristan Thompson going back in the starting lineup. That's a bit of a weird one. He's got that Kardashian stank all over him. That's how you get bad at basketball, Tristan. Should have learnt from James Harden, mate. Get rid of a Kardashian, become an MVP. Jazz at Raps, Jingler versus DeMar and Kyle there. Jazz with Rudy. They look way better. So I reckon the Jazz might even throw up a bit of a spoiler there and beat Toronto. Lakers at Bulls, awesome uniform matchup. The old 1991 finals rematch, eh? What do you reckon? Lonzo, not back, who knows? We'll find out later today. Give me the Bulls. Lakers have been very good, but I still think the Bulls will whip this one out. Nets at Bucks, how good? Dally and Thonsong get to play on Australia Day. Love it. Absolutely love it. Watch them smash the Nets. Oh, also, you know, Greek Freak's back. You know, just a little thing there. Giannis. The Greek Freak sat out the last two. Bucks win this at home. Clips at Grizz. Finally, a rerun of the world's most boring set of playoff series in the last decade. Fan-fucking-tastic. DeAndre Jordan versus Marc Gasol. Woo! Whatever. Clips win this. Grizz are fucking horrible at the moment. It's just how it goes. Rockets at Pelicans. Now, this is fun. Two very stylistic differences going head-to-head. It's a massive front court in AD and Boogie going against the superstar backcourt of CP3 and fast Jimmy Harden. Hook this to my veins. Awesome. Especially when the Rockets hit like 53s over that horrible Pelicans perimeter defense. Yeah, Rockets win this, I reckon. Just put up too many on the Pels. Blazers at Mavs. This is pretty tasty as well. It's a Wes Matthews revenge game, I guess. Maybe. He's been a Mav. They paid him a lot. Can't really imagine he's revenging on the Blazers, but still, Dirk and Wes and Harrison Barnes versus CJ and Dame, it's pretty fun. Blazers need to keep this rolling after beating the Wolves the other day, winning 4 of their last 5. Blazers really need to keep that afloat, especially in the West, so I reckon the Blazers win that. Sixers at Spurs. Oh, Big Simo versus Patty Thrills Mills on Australia Day. It's Australia Day miracle, I'll tell you. I love this more than Crocodile Dundee too. Shit, yes. And you know what? Give me the Sixers, even in San Antonio. I think Big Ben Simmons is going to go on a bit of a run here with that all-star snub. Do it. Knicks at Suns. Zinger versus the shitty Zinger, Dragon Bender. That'll be fun. I reckon the Knicks win that one. Saturday, Thunder at Pistons. 5 p.m. game. Thunder need to keep smashing. They'll get to 7 straight against this horrible Detroit team. Shit, Stan Van Gundy may have traded all of them by this point on Saturday. What do you reckon? Thunder win that. Magic at Pacers. Oh, shit. It's a Victor Oladipo revenge game. Unbelievable. Magic suck. I don't know. What are they going to do as well? Like, who do they have to trade? Vooch is out. Fournier. He costs too much. Fuck, mate. I don't know. Super Mario? What do you reckon? They're bonkers how bad the Magic are. Pacers win this easy. Wizard Hawks. Ugh. Nah. Not even going to analyze this one. More anal than lies. Wiz win that one. Hornets at Heat. Heat need to bounce back from that Kang's loss. And the Hornets are on the back-to-back, so Heat smash them. And then the good one for the fucking Saturday. Yes! Celtics at Warriors. Oh, shit. What a great marquee matchup. Kyrie versus Steph the Coward. Kevin Durant versus Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Awesome. Horford versus Draymond. Love it. Love this so much. It's going to be great. Remember, the Celtics are the only team that kept beating the fucking Warriors the last couple of years. So, oh, shit. Give me the Warriors, though. I think they're going to have a bit of a fuck you statement game on a Saturday and beat the... So, this is the top of the East versus the top of the West on a Saturday night ABC game. Fucking awesome. Top of the East, Celtics. Top of the West, Warriors. Warriors win. Sorry there, Celtics. Sorry, not sorry. Nets at Wolves. Oosh. The Nets on a back-to-back, and they let the Wolves get back on track, I reckon. The Mavs at Nuggos. Ah, the Nuggos. They're going to smash the Mavs. The Mavs are on a back-to-back as well. Tough one, I'll tell you. Tough one. Jesus. Sunday, 7 games. Bucks at Bulls at 3:30. Yes. Remember this? This is where Greek Freak went dark in that playoff series against the Bulls 3 years ago. Bring it back. Go dark, Greek Freak. Go dark. Give in to your Dally side. You know you want to. Just do it. Suns at Rockets. This is at 3:30. It's D'Antoni Bowl. Mike D'Antoni. It's 7 seconds or less versus 7 seconds of mess. Oh, that's a line. I love it. Rockets win. No problems. 7 seconds or less versus 7 seconds of mess. How's that TJ Warren going for you, Sons? Clips at Pelicans, not bad. Blake might get punched in the face by Boogie. I like this. Anthony Davis and Boogie, though, versus DJ. Should be pretty interesting. Pelicans win, I think, against the Clips. Pistons at Cavs. LeBron finally gets a get-right game. Cavs win that. IT. Isaiah Thomas is going to get run out of the gym by Avery Bradley. You can bank on that. Avery's just going to fucking hunt him down. Cavs win still. Everything's early on Sunday as well, so it's like 3:30, 3:30, 4 p.m. for Clips Pelicans, 6 p.m. for Cavs Pistons, 6 p.m. for the next one, Lakers at Raps. I reckon Brandon Ingram has a good one though, but DeMar DeRozan always shows out against his hometown Lakers, so I reckon the Raps will win that against the Lakers. Sixers at Thunder, this is pretty good. Big Semo and Embiid versus Rusty, PG and Melo. Shit, yes, that's a fun ass Sunday game. I love it. Let's see that one. I reckon the Thunder just keep rolling though. 8 wins they'll get to by that point. And then the final one, yes, Kings at Spurs. Yeah, nah, Kings, you're fucked, I reckon. You know what? That's it. Oh, mate, that's been NBA Australia for today. Happy Australia Day, as mentioned at the top. Go on, change the date. Change the date, mate. Emma, mate, May 8th, let's just fucking do it. No problems. All right, thanks for listening. This has been awesome. Great week on NBA Australia. We're back on Monday for more ridiculousness. We'll wrap up the weekend, all that good stuff. You know that. Follow us on Twitter and Facey in the meantime. Subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a nice rating and review while you're at it. Go on. It helps us out. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They're the best band in Australia at the moment, I'll tell you that much. Oh, geez. Altogether, what a fucking song. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. As we always do on NBA Australia, they're all Australian bands. It's Australia Day. Go help them out, mate. No fucking around here. All right, that's been awesome. What a week. We've done 2 NBA Australia Australia Day episodes. Because, you know, that's what happens when the US. You get stuck a day behind. It's unreal. All right, stick around for an Everybody Loves Bainesy. This has been NBA Australia. Happy Australia Day. Sing some fucking tins. Let's do it. I know I will. And we'll catch us on Monday. Later, Hosen.
Everybody Loves Bainesy. is taped in front of a live studio audience.
Oi, hello.
Oi, Sheila, how you going?
Oi, yourself, you big dickhead. Where are you?
I'm bloody well out west working. You know that.
Out west? Redfern?
Well, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Well, yeah. We had to play the Lakers and the bloody Clippers.
I don't bloody care. It's straight A. I've been out of the piss with Cheryl and I want a root.
I've got one more game against the Warriors, then I'll come home and give you a root.
Yeah, nah, all right. Just smash that little dork Steph Curry for me, would ya?
Of course I will. Bloody well love your guts, Sheila.
Aww. Oh, love you too, Bainesy.
Stay tuned next week for more Everybody Loves Bainesy.